In 1995, Governor Tony Knowles set a goal to put the honey bucket in the museum within a decade. That exhibit is one step closer to reality in Queethluck, a community of 700 located 15 miles upriver of Bethel. Residents are starting to receive water and sewer service in their homes. KYUK's Ben Matheson has the story.
After years of digging water lines and installing showers, water heaters, and toilets, Queethluck's first house was connected earlier this month, and about 18 homes are now online. Francis Harley Utroyuk had water service turned on last week. He has a newly installed kitchen sink, tub, shower, and toilet.
It really helps the house now. You don't need to pack water, don't need to throw out your honey bucket to the sewer. And the house is a lot cleaner now.
And as for those honey buckets?
Oh, I threw them all away.
Convenience and comfort certainly matter, but there are proven health benefits to installing full water and sewer. Residents of unserved communities experience higher rates of skin infections and respiratory diseases. Cindy Hautala of Queethluck has seen the health impacts.
I think a lot of the strep throat, the scabies or lice or whatever you have, I think if a lot of people had running water, we wouldn't have so many problems health-wise for everybody.
The community has known that for a long time, and the city has been pushing for it since the late 90s. The $41 million project is funded by several state and federal agencies. Max Nealon serves as vice mayor of Queethluck. He says the city has had time to prepare to run and take care of the system, estimated at $500,000 per year.
Having certain people trained and were aware of the administration and eventual responsibility for maintaining and operating the system once it's completed.
And it will be some time before the system's done. The first residents to receive water service live on the east side of town, but the west side still needs water and sewer lines, plus the installation of showers and toilets. According to the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, the homes on the western half will not get service until at least 2015. Myrna Speen, however, is expecting water service soon. Does it surprise you that it, you know, finally actually happened?
Yeah, and it's amazing because you see it with your own eyes. You have a flushing toilet and you have water running, and it's pretty cool. I never thought it would be able to happen here.
According to the State Department of Environmental Conservation, there are about 40 communities without village-wide water and sewer. That's 6,000 homes without flush toilets or running water. The state estimates that it would cost nearly $700 million to fund the remaining projects. That said, Queethluck Councilmember Boris Epchuk is starting to take a historical perspective.
Maybe I should open a museum detailing the honey buckets, how prevalent it was during the period before the water sewer system was constructed in this community.
But before anyone can break ground on the museum, crews must first lay pipes for the hundreds of Queethluck residents who still haul water and use the honey bucket. In Queethluck, I'm Ben Matheson.